Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Back to school. It's that time of year in Nebraska. It's important for moms and dads to know what they have the freedom to do and how to protect the religious liberty in the public schools. Joining me is Nate Gross from the NFA team. And Nate, we're going to talk about free to speak, what the U.S. Department of Education says about public school students' religious liberties. What do parents and students need to know, Nate?
Well, Karen, first of all, students don't have to leave their faith at home. They have the right to freely live out their faith at school. And this can look like wearing religious clothing, praying, and even being able to express their religion while they're in school. And unfortunately, I think over the last decade, due to the decline of religion and rise of secularism, people are increasingly believing the lie that you can't express any religion in public school. And that just simply isn't true. You don't forfeit your constitutional freedoms, including freedom of religion, just because you're in a public school.
So, Nate, as a student, can I pray or read my Bible during the school day?
Well, Karen, many schools have told students that they can't. But that simply isn't true. The First Amendment protects all forms of religious expression, including prayer at school. Students can pray on their own or in groups during non-instructional time at school as long as it does not significantly disrupt the activity of the school.
Can I express my faith in my classwork or homework?
Absolutely. Students can express their religious beliefs in a number of different ways, and this can look like in discussions in the classroom, even in their homework projects and artwork. The students have the right to express their religious views so long as it's relevant to the coursework and meets the requirements of the assignment.
We're going to continue the conversation tomorrow and invite our listeners to join us in protecting students' religious liberty in the public schools.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. For more information, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.